Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Take me in your arms and hold me close. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Take me in your arms and hold me close. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Rain. 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 Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall on me. Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall on me. Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall on me. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall on me. Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall. Rain down on me. La 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 la, let it fall on me. Rain down on me. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Take me in your arms and hold me close. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent. How excellent. How excellent. How excellent. Thank you, Lord. Is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. In all the earth, Jesus excellent is thy name. How excellent. How excellent. How excellent. Thy name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Jesus excellent. Thank you, Lord. Is Jesus excellent. Jesus excellent. Every day you are Jesus excellent. Excellent. He's so excellent in everything that he does. Jesus, excellent, excellent, excellent. Jesus, excellent. In all his ways, he is excellent, excellent, excellent. Jesus is, he is excellent, excellent, excellent. At all times, excellent, excellent. Excellent. Jesus, excellent. Oh, yes. Is thy name. Oh, won't you praise him this morning, because he's excellent. Won't you lift your voices up to heaven and just say, Lord, we thank you because every day you are excellent. In all your ways, God, you are excellent. Your word is excellent. Your power is excellent. You are our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And you are excellent, oh God. And on this day, this first day of May, God, we give you all glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise because you are excellent. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that melodies from heaven will fall down on TMC in Jesus' name. Host, take it away. Amen.
You are excellent. Excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Excellent, 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 holy God. You are excellent. Ooh, bless the name of Jesus this morning. As we pause, as we begin this day, as we stop, hallelujah, we lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, oh God. Oh God, as we bow before you humbly this morning, we recognize your that you are excellent. And you're deserving, you are worthy. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Majestic, hallelujah, yes, yes, yes. Honorable, yes, yes, yes. Noble, yes, yes, yes. More than super fantastic, hallelujah. So now we lift up holy hands unto you. And just bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to just come into your presence. We thank you right now, holy God. And we worship and adore you in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody ought to put your hands together because you can. And just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to throw up your hands because you have them to, and you have strength to do it. And say, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Yay, Lord, yay, Lord, yay, Lord, yay, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. As I hear my Mississippi Queen, Brenda Terrell, saying, I got to get myself together here. Yes, 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 yes. Mighty, majestic Monday, first Monday in the month of May. Look at those M's rolling out there. We bless the name of Jesus. Thank you for that tag, my dear sister. And we do honor you this morning. Dr. Vanessa, you are always on point no matter what. This is good. Mighty majestic Monday for the very first day of May. Mighty majestic Monday on May Day. Yes, I heard you, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Mighty majestic because God is all of that. Majesty. Yes, we worship you, Majesty, for you are excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of that California town for ushering us into the very presence of God this morning. Don't know how you all feeling, but I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. Yes, I am. But I got to get on into this word. Hey, there are some points where you just don't want to leave that place where you are enjoying the presence of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And we breathe in. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus as we exhale out. Bless in the name of Jesus. We pick up today. Prayer and fasting brings power. Prayer and fasting brings power. Glory be to God. I better test this thing. Somebody better come back and say, I hear you. Amen. Prayer and fasting brings power. Can I be heard out there?
We bless hear you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have you ever been in the midst of an activity and you just ran completely out of steam? Your brain was saying, you've got to do this. You've just got to go on. You got to keep up. Get it together. And your legs say, not today. You have no more power. You feel like you just can't make it. You aren't going to complete this mission. Right then I say to you, that's when we need some power. Power, Lord. Holy Ghost power. We need some power from on high, some inward power, something to help us do that and accomplish that mission. That's the way I would feel when I was in the Army and we had to do our physical training test. If you didn't pass that test, you would be put out of the military. Your check come to a halt. Your career is over. And I just didn't do good with that physical training thing. I didn't like it, but I had to do it. Mm-hmm. And I would be getting to the end of the run, and my legs would give out. My lungs would stop, feel like they just about to explode. My brain said, girl, you ain't going to make it. But then the voice of the first sergeant would come up. Come on here, chaplain. You know we need you. My battle partner would come up. My battle buddy would come up to the side of me and say, girl, you know you got this. Come on, you know we practiced this. Come on, we got to make it. Come on, come on. Stick it in. Just breathe. Come on, we got you. Oh, we got you. We are wind behind you. Come on. And they just come me on until I get across that finish line. I get across the finish line and just fall down on the ground. I just be, ooh, ooh, ooh. At the end of this race, my legs had to kick in. My brain had to take over. My lungs had to pump. And I had to do it. Nobody else could do it. They were talking to me. They were saying what I could do. And speaking it, my brain had to kick in and said, you're going to do this. You got to make it. You can't fall out. Legs, come on. Lungs, pump. Well, that's what your accountability partner is over here for our 10-day fast. Yeah, there may come a day when you say, I want that chicken. Oh, I want that. I want that cupcake looks so good. Mm. Lord have mercy, I just can't make it. I'm tired. I can't. Your accountability partner is to come and say, oh, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, can't we? I know we can. That's where your accountability partner kicks in and you come. You don't have to hide from anybody. God already sees you, and your accountability partner is there to be the wind beneath your wings, to love you through this thing. Yeah, you fell down in the middle of the night, got up to go to the bathroom, found yourself in front of the refrigerator. How did you get there? I was sleepwalking. The devil is a liar. And then in the morning, you say, I'm going to quit. No, you aren't. You're going to call your accountability partner and say, listen, I found myself in the front of the refrigerator at 3 o'clock this morning. Can you? Oh, your accountability partner will not come on and say, are you crazy? You did what? No, you didn't. No, they would say, that's okay, sweetheart. We got you. You fell, but I didn't fall. So therefore, we are one in this thing together, and we going on down this road together. There are some of you this morning who just already decided, I ain't going to even try it because I know I ain't going to make it. The devil is a liar. I come this morning and plead the blood of Jesus against it, because there are so many ways that you can make it if you just decide that you're going to start. There are so many people who want to help you if you decide that you want to stop. But the devil will tell you that you cannot do it. Yes, I'm out here as your big accountability partner this morning telling you that the next 10 days are days that we have set aside beginning today. Yes, yes, yes. And why, again, Dr. Pecola Roberts, should we do something this crazy? Why should we stop eating? Why should we stop looking at TV? Why should we do this crazy thing that you're talking about? I'm so sick and tired of you every time you turn around. You're talking about, well, it's time to fast. Well, it is. Hey, my shot time. Hey, say, Abasine. If ever we're going to fast and pray, we sure need to do it now. But why should we? On last Friday, I just laid it out there, but today I'm going to start teaching a little bit on it. And anytime during these 10 days, if you all need me, I'm out here to bring you some more meat and put some more on it because I won't get it all out today. Why fast? In Matthew 6, 16 and 18, and as Dr. Vanessa says, it's in the red, y'all. And Dr. Vanessa, you know what? It sure is in the red. It's in the red in the King James Version, which I don't like too much because this is how it starts out. And when thou prayest, thou shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But I like the way Tony Evans put it over here. And he goes on to say, when you pray, the sixth verse, but when, not if, but when, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you when you pray. Don't babble like the Gentiles, since why they imagine they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. And he goes on and includes both the fasting. We go on down to the 16. Whenever you fast, I had to go up there because I'll tell you why in a minute. Don't be gloomy like the hypocrites. This is the 16th verse. For they make their faces unattractive so that their fasting is obvious to everyone. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when, somebody better say when, say it out loud, when you fast, put oil on your face and wash your face so that your fasting isn't obvious to others, but to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus when it says, when you fast, when you pray, when is the when, Dr. Pecola? The when is today. We start today. We started last night by assigning accountability partners. Some of you didn't get one. I know you're going to call me right after the call and talk to me about it. I know you are. We fast in obedience to Jesus' teaching. I started out at the fifth verse because when you read this book, the sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus gives some fundamental teaching about some activities that he assumes will be part of the life of his followers. And in the second verse, one of those things happens to be, so when you give to the needy, Jesus then follows this with instructions about how to give in proper way to the needy. One of the things that I hated so bad in Mississippi is that I had to have, growing up there, hand-me-down and secondhand clothes. Hand-me-down from somebody who had a little bit more than we did. And the worst thing that could happen to me, and I was ready to fight, was for somebody whose mama had given my mama a dress, and I'm at school, and the person who owned the dress before me walks up and says, oh, you got my dress on. I look better in it than you do. Oh, that's a fight. That's a fight. Because first of all, it's not your dress anymore. Jesus gives us specific instructions on how to do things, especially giving to the needy. And we all know that we are to give to the needy, and we ought to do it so that we can be seen. In Matthew 6 and 5, it says, when you pray. Well, Jesus, I had to read that because my prayer and fasting is going together. Jesus follows these instructions about how to pray in a proper way, assuming that if you're his follower, that you're going to pray. No problem, right? That's the normal thing to do. But then just a few sentences later, Jesus mentions a third discipline of the Christian life, and that is when you fast. The assumption here is if you are a follower of Christ, if you say, I am a Christian, oh, I love you, Lord. I want to be like Jesus. Oh, if indeed you are any of that, you will. Somebody say will. You will fast. Wait a minute. Isn't that something for the religious fanatics? Isn't that just a little bit legalistic? Isn't that something that they did in the Old Testament? Well, I want you to know that fasting is for everyone. Somebody say everybody who follows Christ. It is a tool God has given us to increase our spiritual power. Somebody say power, Lord. Power, Lord, we need some power in this house. We need some power, power, power. And help us communicate more effectively with God when we have this power. And if we don't make use of this tool, we are not only going to be missing out on much of what God wants to do in and through us, some of us look at ourselves and wonder why we keep going in circles doing the same old thing. Much of it is because of your being disobedient to this clear teaching of Jesus. These are clear instructions. He couldn't make it any better. How do I know that they are clear? Because most Christians will adhere to the first discipline. They know that they will give, and they're going to give their tithe and offering, and they know that they are going to pray. They will pray three times a day, but they don't want to fast. So we fast at the most basic level because Jesus said so. Like my mama said, why do I got to do it? Because I said so. May not make sense to you now, just do it. I said so. But what good does it really do? What's the point of doing this? Well, let's go on to the second point that I gave you all on Friday. We do it because it demonstrates our dependency on God. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. And God woke me up to this one this morning because I said, God, we are in such a complex society now, so different from you all. I feel like I'm working on my dissertation. I got all these Bibles out here and all these books around me. but I've done this a lot. But the thing is, if God throw a word out there at me, I have to start digging. I see you, prophet. I see you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, the thing is, listen, y'all. Did I get excited? I am excited. What God is saying to us is, I know that you are living in a different time than when Jesus was, but this word is still relevant. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. And it's a living word. And you can make this word applicable to your situation if indeed you would stop trying to make the word null and void. You can't do that. You can't just say, I ain't gonna fast. I'm going to fast like this or that and the other, and you have not consulted the Lord. I had to reel back on it because I said, you know, God, I'm here standing in the gap. I'm standing in the gap here praying and saying, God, give me something here, because these folk are having a hard time with this fasting thing. Come on. Give me something. Give me something. They saying that they just came through 240 days and the Lenten season. Give me something to help them understand that you really intend this thing to be a lifestyle. He said, absolutely. Your lifestyle is, this is it. This is it. You better write it down. Your lifestyle is different. You don't have to go out on the boats to fish as Peter and James and John. You don't have to go out there to fish. You just go down there to Safeway, any of these grocery stores that you go to and open up and slide back and get your catfish or whatever you kind of fish you want. And come on, it's already clean for you. Your lifestyle is different, much easier. Thank you, Jesus. Like I used to say when I had my children, I want life to be so much better for them than I had it. I don't want them to work as hard as I did. Mm-hmm. We are at that place. But being that they didn't go catch the fish, didn't clean the fish, don't know where the fish came from. Some of these children don't even know that fish come out of a pond. Good God of mercy, look at you, Lord, working with me. I want you to understand God doesn't have any problem with you chopping and fishing down in Safeway. What he does have a problem with is you not having the discipline of knowing that once you get the fish, on some of these days he's saying you can't eat the fish. Come on, somebody, work with me. Say, I hear you talking up in your Dr. Pacola Roberts this morning. Yes, yes, yes. Some days, God just wants you to say, I'm putting this fish aside so that I can have some time with the God who provided it for me. Oh, God. Oh, God. We have pampered our children and coddled our children, and they are better than that kind of situation. God says, stop. Listen to me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. Listen to me. Listen to me. Oh, God, help us today. Help us today. Help us to recognize that you want us to have the desires of our heart, but you don't want our desires to get in between you and us and our relationship. You don't want our desires to be painful and hurtful to others. This is a discipline that will keep this flesh under subjection as we enjoy the desires of our heart. Ooh, that thing there is so good. It was so good. I had to sit back and gnaw on it a little bit. He said, we fast to demonstrate our dependency up on God. We are not dependent up on Safeway or any other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. As we look at James 4 and 10, I'm going to have to close with this because I got 1 minute. James 4 and 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord. God, I thank you for your presence this morning, and I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Holy God, for letting us know that you want us to have the very best in life, but you don't want anything to get between us and you. You want us, God, to enjoy the fruit of the labor that we have here, but you don't want anything, hey, glory be to God, to get in between us and you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. There are many ways we can demonstrate our humility before God, but choosing to go without food for the sake of spiritual things is one of the more practical ways. When people fast, and when you start fasting, it will not be long before your tummy and your brain will start to say, feed me, Simo, feed me. That physical urge is a test. Tell your flesh, this is a test. This is a test. This is a test. I'm fasting. And this is a test. Will you do what your flesh is urging you to do, or will you rely upon God and his strength? Lord, I got to stop right now. That's the question I'm going to leave you as we get ready to leave this thing. Will you do what your flesh is telling you to do and your mind is telling you you deserve, or will you rely upon God for his strength? I tell you, I am relying upon God for his strength today, because fasting is a very tangible way to teach our minds and our bodies that we do not have to gratify the urges of our bodies. These bodies will mess you up. There is no good thing in this flesh, said the Lord. And I've got to stop. I've got to stop. Not that I'm finished, but I'm going to stop right here. Come on, somebody, and give these announcements so that and pray so that we can get up out of here today. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Pakola. We will call you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to prayer over our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God and the word that she brought forward. Fasting brings power, and we know that it does, Lord. We ask that you be a hedge of protection around our co-founder, Dr. Pakola. Father, pour back into her the virtue that she poured out onto us. Lord, continue to give her all that she stands in need of. Father, you know the needs spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Father, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa and the Des De Leon family and the Artist Life family, Father. Again, you know the needs, Father, and we ask that you meet them. Father, we ask that you touch Mother Blackwell, Mother Owens, Mother Cassandra, Father. You know the mothers on this call. They are faithful in praying and pressing in. And, Lord, as we continue to fast and pray and seek your will for this next 10 days of this fast, Lord, we ask that you just order our steps, that you give us the prayer objectives that you decide that we should be each individually praying for and corporately praying and fasting for, Lord. Lord, we just want to turn it over and place it at your feet and call it done, because we know that you have already ordained it, Father, and you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. And so we just leave it at your seat, at your feet, and call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah, and amen, Lord, because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify your holy name, Father. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback of this call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. It is Inspirational Mondays, and Dr. Vanessa will be our host. And again, we are so glad that you joined us. If you want to join us on this 10-day corporate fast, Dr. Pakola will give you her number when she comes back to close us out with the benediction. Today is day one, and you and your partner will decide how you will be fasting and when you will pray together. We are using the SEEK manual, the same manual we used on our last fast. They will send it out to you once you join us on the fast. And again, you can also go to our website, which is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and use the prayer objectives there as well. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us. I want to thank Minister Brenda for seating and greeting us this morning, and Minister Tiffany for opening us up with worship this morning. Again, Dr. Pakola, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, Dr. ma'am.
Pakola, okay, there you go.
God bless you, bless you, bless you, TMC family, as you leave the call today. We are now praying, Holy God, that we will receive power as we turn our plates down these next 10 days, as we seek your face as never before, as we absolutely place ourselves in the position to hear your instructions. We thank you and we praise you, God, for this opportunity, this privilege to be in your presence. Now, may your grace, your mercy, and your sweet presence rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.